Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of WPTF in Tiffin, Ohio. That's where I am this morning. Proceedings carry on as usual. Richie's in our studio in Washington. Kara's there. Marley's there. And Kenny's on the West Coast. Dr. Ken, speaking of, we have two Kens. Ken Kronhaus, doctor of note. And he can sing. Actually, I don't, you know, I haven't gotten Ken to sing. We'll have to try that. We'll get him. He gets so flustered when I throw him a curveball.
Let's not.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Let's have a little fun. Why are you such a stick in the mud?
Ugh.
Good God. Ken Kessler is the Doug Steffens Show's social network expert, constantly monitoring Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that sort of thing for trends. What do we have trending today, Kenny?
Comments on the Boston bomber and the trade deal and the Confederate flag.
All right, let's start with the bomber.
Okay, Jonathan says he should spend his life in prison. Murdering him to teach that murdering people is wrong isn't a good lesson. He should spend his days staring at three walls and a door. Death is the easy way out.
Mm. Well, death is the way out no matter what. It's always the final solution in this circumstance. It'll take him a long time to get into death row, especially the way they do things in Massachusetts, but it's always a long, no matter where it is, it's 15 to 20 year process. So he lives for another 15 or 20 years unless they send him to Walpole, where he'll live about 15 or 20 minutes. But a lot of people want to be heard on this, so keep going, Kenny.
Alan says the death sentence will make him a martyr. In my opinion, he should rot in solitary confinement for the rest of his sorry life.
Mm-hmm. He said he was sorry when he was addressing. This is the first time he ever said anything that was on the record, and he said he was sorry to the families. If that carried any weight or not, who knows? All right, what's next?
One more. Kristen says, I heard his apology, and he's still a jerk.
Well, it's easy to say that.
Hey, you got me there.
Yeah, how are you going to get anybody to argue that point? Okay, the trade deal, what are people saying about that?
Vince says, selling the nation's sovereignty down the river, this just has to be unconstitutional.
So is this guy a Republican or a Democrat? Would be my question, because the Republicans think it's great, and the president thinks it's great. Most of the Democrats don't think it's so great. So which side of the fence is he on? Maybe he's on the fence. What else?
Ben says, Democrats and Republicans have demonstrated they are bought and paid for. I, for one, am done with them. Time to end the two-party system.
Right. I'm with you, sir. Let's get a third or a fourth party going. Who's running? You? Me? Who's going to run?
Libertarian Party's been trying that for 20 years.
I sure have. I'm a member.
Tea Party guys have been trying it.
Yep. These people are so entrenched, have so much power.
Tea Party
push everybody else out of the way.
Success. The Libertarians haven't had a whole lot, though.
No. All right, what else?
One more on the trade deal. Joe says, good thing we were too busy arguing about flags to notice what Congress was really doing.
Well, that's really what it was, the old distraction method, the technique. Remember, when the news is not good, it's always good.
Well, look,
on Sunday night.
Right. Well, does it really matter, though? I mean, I saw it all over the news. Would it matter if it was all over the news? What would people do? So it's on the news that the trade deal's going through. They're fast-tracking it. So what? What does anyone do about anything?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody does anything. It takes a lot to get the attention of these people down there. I'm talking about when people, just ordinary citizens, get upset about stuff. It takes a lot of energy.
Molly makes a great point, because we sit around and we complain about stuff.
Do nothing.
With the exception, I see a lot of movement in this food deal.
The chemicals
that they put in.
Remember
our food
what I told you?
When you start telling
people that they haven't got a choice in food, the revolution begins. It's about food choice. And if you don't have it, there's going to be a real problem, and that's where it's going in this country. That's why I spend so much time talking about it, because it is, in my estimation, the number one most serious problem this country has. Go ahead. What did you say, Richie? I didn't hear what you said.
No, you see movement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Kenny, what's the other issue that we have some comment on?
The Confederate flag controversy.
All right. All right. So what about that? What are people saying?
Lisa says, can you name any nation on earth that 150 years after a civil war flies the losing flag over its government buildings?
That's very well said, that's actually.
Very nicely done, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right. The sheer stupidity of it is laughable. Keep going. Yeah.
LJ says, I support the idea of there being a Civil War museum presenting factual and comprehensive information for all the causes of the war.
Yep.
It is there where the flag, statues, monuments, paintings, and the rest should be moved.
Belong. Yep, that's a good point.
People will debate factual.
One more.
One more. Richard says, good luck getting a two-thirds majority out of those wing nuts in the South Carolina House and Senate.
Thank you. The most entertaining part of the program so far today, as is often the case, are your comments. Send them along to Ken, who is our social network expert, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, up next here on Good Day.
Faith Green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy. Teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Soderholm, last one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Soderholm now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Sodder World with his daughter, Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Medical pot and what it helps or it doesn't from the American Medical Association.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug. Medical marijuana has not been proven to work for many illnesses that state laws have already approved it for. The strongest evidence is for chronic pain and for muscle stiffness in multiple sclerosis. According to this review, which evaluated 79 studies involving more than 6,000 patients, evidence is weak for many other conditions, including anxiety, sleep disorder, and Tourette's syndrome.
Would you prescribe medical marijuana to any of your patients?
I haven't yet, and I don't see the indication right now.
You're so good at dancing, and we've never danced together. All right, let's see. What else?
Shall we dance? Can we not?
Shall we dance? Yes. More adults are obese. Is this ever going to stop? What in the world is going on here?
It just gets worse. And this is the announcement this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. More than two-thirds of women and three-fourths of men in America are now either overweight or obese. Overall, there are more obese American adults than overweight American adults. BMI is between 18.5 and 24. That's the body mass index. Is considered normal. Someone with a BMI in the 25 to 29.9 range is considered overweight, and a BMI over 30 qualifies a person as obese.
All right. This really, for those of you who like to eat your peas before you eat your sauerkraut, this next story is for you. How do you choose which food you eat first?
Diabetes care this week, Doug, the order in which obese people with type 2 diabetes eat their food can affect their blood sugar levels. Having protein and vegetables before carbohydrates is linked to lower blood sugar and insulin levels after the meal.
Yeah, amazing. How, think about that. The order in which you eat, I mean, it makes sense sort of when you think about it, but isn't that amazing?
And this may be easier for people than changing their habits.
Mm. All right, what happens when people pee in the pool? Here's what happens. Ken's got the story.
The news from the CDC this week, those red eyes you get from swimming are not caused by chlorine, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The chlorine binds with all the things it's trying to kill from your bodies, and it forms these chemical irritants. That's what's stinging your eyes. It's the chlorine binding to the urine and sweat. Also, the cough you can get from an indoor pool is also caused by the chemical reaction. The chlorine is not what causes the irritation in your lungs. It's the pee.
You know what, I would argue that
That's
point,
awesome.
But I don't have time because we got to talk about why it is a good idea for your heart health and overall health to improve your health with Superbeats.
Doug, nitric oxide, it opens the gateway to the circulation. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and as a main regulator of brain and digestive function, it can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, yes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the decline nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeats, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Here's how you get Superbeats. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Money-back guarantee, 30-day supply free with your first order. Nothing but good comes from using Superbeats. Find them at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. We'll be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Top five songs from this week in 1979, into the disco era. Number five belonged to Donna Summer. A song called Bad Girls. Crank it up, Richie. This jockey's voice going here. Let's see, looking this list over. Yeah, they're all pretty much, yeah, this is disco. Donna Summer's twice in the top five during this week in 1979. Number four belonged to Randy Van Warmer.
No, it's not. You look at the top five list here. Which one of these songs doesn't belong?
Uh-huh.
It will be this one.
This is it. This is an interesting kind of sweet little silly ballad called Just When I Needed You Most. Crank it up, Richie.
It is. Oh. What do you want me to do?
I missed you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
I'd like to see, like, Bon Jovi or the Scorpions cover this.
Right.
Yeah.
I just hope that it doesn't happen or hasn't happened to people that we care about in the audience. When you have a relationship with somebody and it falls apart, or that person leaves when you really needed the help or support,
it happens.
We all have to be tough. Some points in our lives were tougher than other points in our life. All right, so let's see. That's Randy Van Warmer, number four this week, during this week in 1979. This song,
by the way, I'd like to remind everybody, that's a minute of your life you'll never get back.
Three, it's okay, Richie.
Ring my bell.
That bell? That bell? That bell? I guess that's all my bells, Richie. This is a rather redundant tune.
Complicated lyrics.
Yeah, very. At number three, Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. Number two belongs to Sister Sledge. That's a good pop song. During the production. audition time for this song. If this is the Wrecking Crew or Funk Brothers, how are they planning to do the instrumentation? Because they never really had instrumentation with these songs. They had an idea. They might have a score that had basic music on it for the singers to sing, but they didn't usually put together what the ambient sound was going to be in the background. They just did it as they went along. They were that good. And I'm envisioning them do that here with We Are Family, Sister Slaves, number two. So back to Donna Summer again for the number one song. And this week in 1979, Hot Stuff.
You know what's funny?
What's funny, Richard?
And Donna Summer was a nice church-going girl, right?
Yeah, gospel singer, came from Boston. Mm-hmm.
Her two hits this week are Bad Girls About Prostitutes and Hot Stuff.
You know, she's talking about Hot Pockets.
That's exactly what it was.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And American.
Delicious.
Very, yeah, very American.
Although this song was great in Full Monty.
Yeah, I don't
have to take your word for that.
Yeah, right.
That's
our,
a great movie.
I'm sure
thought
it is.
For the day, we have a couple of thoughts. This one I tend to like. I just found this. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. And then our thought from Leo Buscaglia that's posted at DougSteffen.com. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Might be something good to...
You realize you just read that over Donna Summer's Hot Stuff?
I did. I was trying to calm down
be a first.
The hot stuff. 28 past...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All loans subject to one DEX score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and calm the nation.
Let's move ourselves more into the thinking mode. That's what I like about doing this program. I'm thinking. You're thinking. We're thinking. It's important to be a thinker. So how do you do? And welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day Program 33 and change after the hour. Richie McFadden and Doug Steffen are here with Neil Young.
You want to know why it's great to have Donald Trump in the running?
Donald Trump suggested this would be a good theme song for him, right?
He says this is one of 10 songs he was thinking about for that played in the background as he kind of went on the stump giving speeches or talking to people about becoming your next president.
Yeah, right.
Neil Young not so happy with that and says, Mr. Trump, you're not allowed to use my song in any way attached to your political aspirations. Donald Trump fires back on Twitter yesterday saying, Neil Young's a total hypocrite.
This is the best part of the story.
This is so awesome. This is why it's great to have Trump there. So Trump tweeted like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 times yesterday and says, a few months ago, Neil Young came into my office looking for money for an audio deal and called me last week to go to his concert. Wow, Trump says. He says Trump also posted a picture of himself with Neil Young shaking hands and a screenshot of the monetary request for Neil Young's Pano Music Service, which is like a high-quality music service.
Yeah.
And Trump ended his rant with a tweet and claimed that Neil Young's song was just one of 10 songs he used as background songs and didn't really like it anyway.
So, but did he say yes or no? Is the reason Neil Young is taking this approach because Trump said no to the loan?
It doesn't say whether he said yes or no. So yeah. Neil Young might start tweeting today, listen, I went to get the money and Donald was a jerk and didn't give me any money, so I'm not going to let him use my music. Right. Who knows?
Why is he a jerk? Just because he said, no, I don't want to loan you the money.
Well, so, if that's the case.
If that's the case. Right. Yep. Here's some news from Lexus, the car manufacturer. This has been something that I know, Richie, I've dreamt about for years.
What's that?
As a matter of fact, this idea goes back to the Future in 1989. Engineers at Lexus have been working with experts in superconductivity to create one of the most advanced hoverboards ever seen. If you've ever ridden in a hoverboard, a hovercraft, it's really quite an interesting sensation. So the picture of this vehicle is posted in the From Today's Show section at DougSteffen.com. The hoverboard we're focused on uses magnetic levitation with liquid nitrogen-cooled superconductors and permanent magnets to give the hoverboard frictionless movement so it can be used over land as well as over water. The perfect example of the amazing things that can be achieved when you combine technology, design, and imagination. Kind of a cool thing at DougSteffen.com. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by John Snyder, who is a sports guru, been following the Tom Brady appeal, and whether or not he's going to get out of it or he's going to have to pay. We'll discuss that in a few minutes. Right now, I want to call your attention to the hypocrisy. Use that word a few minutes ago, Richie, and I think it's the best word for this. Research has come up with a number of things that most of us do not know about those who are supposed to be in quote-unquote public service. We go into public service, like I'm a town meeting member in my community. I don't get anything out of it other than the satisfaction of when I complain, saying, okay, well, I've complained a lot, so I'm doing something about it.
Well, you get to protect your interests, and that's why a lot of people go into a public service.
It helped me do some things that hopefully will protect the farm in the long run. So I wanted to bring to you some of the things that are part of public service when it comes to members of Congress. The United States of America has 435 men and women who are in service to us, supposedly. So let's see what you think about this and how much public service is involved in this versus self-service. Did you know children of Congress do not have to pay back their college student loans? Clear. Staffers in Congress, staffers, family members, exempt from having to pay back student loans. Two things. Remember now, children of Congress, staffers, don't have to pay back student loans.
Now,
members, go ahead.
Well, members of the military get their college tuition paid for as
okay,
well.
Okay, so is that comparative? Is this okay then?
Well,
I'm making statements
members
of fact.
You can deserve it, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying this is a fact. You decide whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. Right. I'm just telling you what they get. A member of Congress can retire at full pay after only one two-year term. You knew that, right?
Mm.
Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws they pass. You and I have to live with them. They don't. For example,
healthcare.
They're exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. Congressman X sexually harasses one of his staff members. It's okay. Never going to be prosecuted. Let's see here. They have exempted themselves from health care reform. This is the latest example of that in all of its aspects. They don't have the Obama plan for them. We, I think, have put up with this type of thing for a long time. It bothers me that in some instances they sort of put themselves above the laws that they create for themselves. And it doesn't make any difference whether they're Democrats or Republicans. It doesn't make any difference. Here's another example, Rishi. Governors of 35 states filing suit against the federal government for imposing unlawful burdens on their states. I'm thinking that we could get three more states on this and start a constitutional convention so that we could change a lot of these things that I've just talked about and some of the more serious things that are a real problem, like Election Day, needs to be on a weekend, not on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So if you are concerned about this, there's a proposal that's been put forth by a number of people. This has been all over the internet. 28th Amendment of the Constitution, quote, Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators or their representatives. Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and our representatives that doesn't apply equally to citizens of the United States. All right. So food for thought. But you need 38 states for a constitutional convention. 35 now governors of states say they want one. So you're going to convince three more. Those of you who are activists, go to the state and get them going. I don't know which 35 are on. You can find that out easily enough by going online. But this is nonsense. More than nonsense. Just not right. Just not right. It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you are one of the millions of people who are in our country that have hair that you're not proud of, perhaps if you listen to me for the next 60 seconds or so, I can help you deal with the causes of hair thinning. I'm talking about thinning hair that comes from the pores on your head being plugged up because you use cheap shampoos and cheap lotions and things on your hair for years, plugs up the pores, the hair can't grow through. 800-525-8319, a powerful way for you to get to delivery. This is the ultimate hair growth resource. Call now. Get the biology behind. No, you don't care how it's made. Just know that it works and it's natural. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Today on App Check, Adobe Ideas is a very creative digital sketchbook that costs $6. Okay, but why charge for additional layers? Adobe Ideas
struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Burdine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Burdine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Burdine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When things really suck, great ideas are often born. But in this billionaire's case, it was just the opposite.
He was cleaning house, but his vacuum didn't suck. Literally, dust kept getting clogged in the bag. He decided to build a better vacuum cleaner.
It wasn't easy. It took over 5,000 failures to perfect his prototype.
And then he couldn't find a manufacturer willing to pay for his invention, so he set up his own plant.
You've probably seen him on TV. James Dyson's vacuum now outsells every other brand.
He says he wanted to give up almost every day, but when the odds seem stacked against you, push a little harder.
Persevere for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, in a marriage, who's happier, the man or the woman? Or put in another way, who's more at risk for depression, the husband or the wife? Here's the social science of it. In a marriage, there are ups and there are downs, and a totally perfect marriage, well, it's just only seen in a Hollywood movie. But who's more happier while married, men or women? Now, married males tend to be happier than unmarried males, but get this. Married females reported higher rates of sadness while married than unmarried females. What's the cheap psych trick? One should strive for happiness, and it's possible to achieve. But in everyone's married life, a little sadness will fall. But if sadness becomes so debilitating that it's impossible to even think about a happy marriage again, then you might want to check out some professional assistance. Check out my book while you're at it, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Now, 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. John Snyder is an attorney and someone who's very active in the sports world, forceful trial advocate, strategist. He serves as a counselor and personal advisor to executives. He was recently named to the American Society of Legal Advocates, the top 40 under 40 list of New York litigators. A rising star, super lawyers say this guy's got what it takes. So let's bring John on here, Richie, and talk about the Tom Brady appeal. The NFL executive, Greg Aiello, tweeted, quote, "The Tom Brady appeal hearing concluded tonight after 10 hours of testimony. No further hearings are scheduled." Brady didn't speak. He didn't testify. What is the rule on making a ruling here, John?
Well, in terms of the timing, and thank you, Doug, for having me on.
Sure.
In terms of the timing, it's there's no hard and fast rule. I would expect the ruling to come out, reasonably soon, but I suspect they're going to take their time and try to make their ruling as, no matter what happens, if they don't vacate the charge, I think Brady's got a pretty good appeal.
All right. So does that mean he doesn't get any, there's no suspension, there's no nothing that applies to having been involved in this as far as he's concerned?
Well, so right now he's got four games. He went before Roger Goodell, who is hearing his appeal as to the length of suspension. It's a little bit strange because, the initial finding that he was involved was done by the NFL's own attorneys, Tedwell from the Paul Weiss firm, which has done millions of dollars of legal work for the NFL. They were not neutral. Then the suspension was handed down by Troy Vincent, who was working in Roger Goodell's office and under Roger Goodell's control. And now the appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell himself. So this matter has not yet had a neutral person look at it.
John, two questions here. Why would Goodell want Brady on the bench for four games? That guy brings in a lot of money for the NFL. And then how can they, I mean, Brady's got to have a pretty good case here, because when they use terms like at least generally aware or it's probable that he knew, they don't seem like they had a very hard case to begin with.
At least generally aware that somebody else may have done something wrong. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
as a basis for punishing somebody. I mean, let me ask you this. If you're at least generally aware that somebody on your team may be doing steroids, are you going to suspend the whole team?
Right. So I don't see where the NFL has a leg to stand on in this. I mean, whether you like Brady or not, there's no smoking gun.
There's no smoking gun, and as I understand it, Tom Brady did testify. Did you say he did or did not testify a moment ago?
Doug?
I think that there is something much more important when it comes to the NFL, and because we're short on time, I want to get to what my pet peeve is. I don't care about could care less about this,
well,
but I do care about...
10 seconds. Will he get the suspension lifted or not?
I think I believe Goodell will not vacate the suspension. It will be taken to the U.S. District Court. I believe a federal judge will vacate it summarily.
Okay.
All right. Now, in the 60 seconds we have remaining, the whole business about concussions, the problems the NFL is having with PR, the real problem that families are having and these players are having, how does this ever get resolved without it ruining football?
I have no idea. You need to get some good engineers to come up with better helmets, perhaps. But, I don't even know that better helmets is going to solve it, because as I understand it, it's not the issue of one big hit. It's the issue of 200 small hits every single day.
Right.
A better helmet's not going to solve that problem.
No. But is there, in terms of you being a lawyer, is there a lawsuit here that goes beyond anything that anyone has imagined so far? And there have been plenty of lawsuits on the part of the individual and some of the collective players.
Well, I would compare it to perhaps the tobacco litigation. Mm-hmm. You have a widespread practice that the league knows or should know about. You have a lot of people that are going to suffer chronic health problems because of it. I would not be surprised in the next 5, 10, 15 years that there were a large class action, a large payout.
All right, got it. thank you for your expertise. Attorney John Snyder here, focused mainly on the Tom Brady appeal. For your listening and dancing pleasure, 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Money Pit. Home improvement time. Discussion of what's going on at your home. The seasonal vagaries of what happens to your home in the summer heat and the winter cold. How to prepare for it. That's the job Tom Kreitler has taken on. He's got big shoulders. He can handle it.
That's my job.
And Leslie Segretti, the host of the Weekend Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is quite an enterprise in and of itself. Does a great job. You can listen any number of ways. Go to moneypit.com to get the info on that. And today's questions for Tom coming right up here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Budai, and he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsled. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Tom, I refer to him lovingly as the Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti do this wonderful program that gets to the bottom line with so many different questions. And this time of year, there are tons of questions about safety and how, you know, all of that good stuff. Anyway.
Let's start with Sal.
Why Sal, I built a large play structure. Yeah. How about that, Rich? I just got it. Ooh. wondering how to finish it. I've been told by my children they'll outgrow this structure long before the pressure-treated lumber deteriorates. So what ought he to do to make it last longer? I mean, I think that's the question, whether it's for his children or somebody else. So yeah. Isn't that the idea? These things are expensive.
Yeah, a lot of folks think that because it's pressure treated and therefore pretty much rot proof, that you don't need to do anything to finish it. But even though the wood won't decay, Doug, it will deteriorate from the UV impact of the sun. So you have all of that ultraviolet energy that's hitting the surface. It's causing it to dry out and crack and check and splinter. And of course, that can be very uncomfortable on the feet. So I do recommend finishing pressure treated decks. I do think if they're brand spanking new, that you probably ought to wait maybe one season to let them kind of dry out a bit because they're pretty chock full with chemicals at that point and very moist. But at least by the second season, what you should be doing is applying a solid color stain to it. Solid color stain because it soaks in really well. It's got a lot of pigment in it. And you'll still see the grain come through. And as it wears, it'll kind of fade, and then you can add more.
Follow up to that one then.
Yeah.
My plague house is, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, and it needs to be have a coat of stain put on. How should I pre-treat that? What should I do? Before I
What's it made
it?
Out of?
It's got that that redwood material.
Okay. So you can do one of two things, Rich. If you want to really do it for the long haul, you can prime it first, and you're going to use an oil-based primer. And then on top of the primer, then you'll add a solid color stain. If it's a little more of a short-term project, you can just go with the stain. But if you add the primer, you'll probably get a good 8 to 10 years out of it.
What I used to do is dip the wood. If I didn't have it treated, I'd dip it in the engine oil because around the farm I had barrels of 55 gallons.
There's a good trick from the farm.
Now, let's bounce over to the West Coast a little bit. A lot of people have been talking about that balcony that broke and those 6 Irish people were killed last week.
Awful, yeah.
And the understanding of what goes on if you don't have flashing. This is a great example, sad, but real example of what happens when the wood, which isn't treated when you build, when you frame a house, not proper flashing, and so the wood rots, right? I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, and it could happen.
Right, I mean, you know, your house has 3 enemies, water, water, and water in that order. You know, and if you don't keep the water away from the wood, it's going to decay. And the pictures of the rotted beams on those balconies was just awful. I mean,
and remember, this was built in 2006, so it didn't take that long.
Right, and they did a really lousy job flashing it. There's just no way around it. There's no way that lumber should have decayed like that if those decks were properly constructed and properly flashed.
So is that
absolute
improper
tragedy.
Inspection by authorities? What's the culprit?
I think there's plenty of blame to go all the way around, starting with the design to the construction to the inspection. There's lots and lots of places that could have been avoided, and tragically it was not.
Yeah. All right. Tom Kreidler knows he's the expert when it comes to all of this stuff. From the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, it's 59 past the hour. Your home of service. How about that? The Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.